Boulder, Colorado. Bradley, you're up first today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rush. Glad to be a first-time caller.
Thank you.
The question I had for you was, there was a caller on yesterday that he gave a spiffy little quote. He said, there is no middle ground between good and evil. And I guess the thing I want to talk about is whether or not you really see this as a debate between good and evil, because as I see it, that's a little bit of an extreme position. I think that's the sort of thing that people are sort of tired about hearing.
You know, let me tell you something. In the first place, what I want to tackle is your assertion that people are tired of hearing things like there's a battle between good and evil, or because that's too extreme, and people are tired of the arguing and the bickering and so forth. And you may be right, but I the thing that makes me doubt it, Bradley, and I'm not trying to be provocative here. I'm just sharing an observation with you. But when I listen to the Democrats, I don't hear I hear them utter the word. I hear some of the most strident, partisan, mean-spirited stuff that I've heard in American politics. I hear Democrats say that Republicans want to starve kids. I hear Democrats say that the Republicans want to kill more people with their environmental policies.
I would agree with that, but I don't think that we need to stoop to their level.
No, I'm not saying we do stoop to their level. I'm saying they get away. I mean, here we have people saying that there's too much bickering and partisanship, but somehow it's always aimed at the Republicans. The Democrats get a pass, and they're the ones who are engaging in it more.
And I would agree.
And the reason why, and this gets to the root of your question, the reason why is this. I don't think it matters what you and I think. I think it matters what those who are in the middle of the debate think. And as far as the liberals and the Democrats in Washington, as far as they are concerned, George W. Bush, evil. And as such, anything is justified in beating back and defeating evil. I do believe that as far as they're concerned, within their cloakrooms and cocci, I mean, they never say this sort of stuff publicly. Well, some of them do, actually. Some of them do talk. I mean, I could get you sound bites of John Lewis on the floor of the House accusing Republicans basically being stormtroopers. They're coming for our children. They're coming for the sick. They're coming for the elderly. I mean, they do everything they can to portray conservatives and conservatism as evil, because that justifies them breaking conventional rules of politeness, manners, and behavior in dealing with it.
But do we really need to stoop down to that level?
Well, I don't think we are stooping to that level in defending ourselves. Hang on a second. We'll continue this during the break, Bradley. Don't go away.